All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Sometimes it feels like the tech world just upgrades itself constantly, right?
Every few minutes, it seems like.
Yeah, just trying to keep pace is almost a full-time job.
It really can be.
But what if you could sort of cut through the noise, focus on what really matters?
That'd be ideal.
Well, that's our mission today. We're doing a deep dive into the five most impactful tech trends shaping 2025. We've gathered insights from some great sources to really arm you with relevant knowledge. Okay, let's unpack this.
And getting a handle on these isn't just, for staying current. Timely adoption is actually a competitive imperative now.
For companies and individual.
Absolutely. These aren't small shifts. They're genuinely disruptive trends. They offer crucial insights, basically guiding everyone's digital path forward, giving you a real edge.
Right, an edge. Okay, so we've got five powerhouses lined up for this deep dive. Generative AI, blockchain technology, edge computing, green software development, and quantum computing.
Quite the lineup.
Definitely. Let's jump right in with the one that's, well, arguably on everyone's lips, generative AI.
Yes, Gen AI.
So it's not just recognizing existing data anymore, is it? It's about creating totally unique stuff, images, text, audio,
It's
video.
hardly new concepts, even.
That's a huge leap, isn't it?
It really is, and I think the core benefit here is just profound automation.
How so?
Well, this tech can turn tasks that used to take hours, maybe even days, into minutes.
Wow.
And the market projection shows that expected to hit, what, $62.72 billion in 2025?
Serious number.
Exactly. It's reshaping the economics of creative work. Individuals, small businesses, they can now produce high-quality assets way cheaper and faster.
So, like blog posts written instantly.
That, or digital avatars for videos, realistic product shots without any photography, it's really democratizing content creation, blurring lines, especially, with the metaverse evolving, creating characters, items for those spaces.
Okay, fascinating. So, from that kind of boundless creativity, let's shift gears. Something more foundational, maybe. Blockchain.
Right, building trust and transparency.
Yeah, because for many people, it's still just crypto, right? But our sources show it's way beyond that. Decentralization, security, transparency.
Across finance, healthcare, supply chains, it's spreading.
So, what are the key developments?
Well, blockchain as a service or BaaS is huge. It makes blockchain tech much more accessible, kind of like cloud computing did. That market alone is projected at $25 billion by 2025. And enterprise adoption, it's booming. Over 80% of Fortune 500s are already integrating it somehow.
80%.
And NFTs are evolving too, moving beyond just digital art hype towards real life unique rewards. Think special access to events, things like that.
Interesting.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, asset tokenization is a major one.
Tokenization, like.
Making traditional assets like real estate or stocks divisible and accessible to more people through fractional ownership. Tokenized real estate alone, expected to top $1.4 trillion by 2030.
Wow, okay. That really democratizes access to wealth. All right, next up, edge computing. This feels like a big shift from the cloud model we're used to.
It is. Instead of sending everything to a central cloud, you're processing data closer to where it's generated, right at the network edge.
For real-time processing.
Precisely. And this market is also booming, forecast over $100 billion by 2025.
So this raises an important question. How do companies manage the hardware costs? That sounds expensive.
Good point. Hardware as a service, HaaS, is becoming popular. Reduces the upfront cost, lets you scale.
Makes sense.
Plus, the hardware itself is improving dramatically. New microcontrollers with like 5x the performance. Powerful but energy-efficient edge AI chips letting sophisticated AI run locally.
So faster decisions, basically.
That's the goal. Estimates suggest over 75% of enterprise data will be processed at the edge by 2025 for real-time analysis, reacting instantly.
Okay, powerful stuff. But as we use all this tech, there's the environmental cost, which brings us to green software development.
A really crucial topic.
Yeah, I saw this stat. The whole ICT industry contributes up to maybe 3.9% of total greenhouse gas emissions. That's surprising.
It is significant. And that's why green software development isn't just niche anymore. It's becoming a core design principle.
So what does it actually involve?
It's about creating energy-efficient software, reducing carbon emissions, and actually cutting costs, too.
How? Like specific examples.
Sure. Optimizing code, for instance, to use less CPU and memory, using serverless architectures, which often consume less energy, choosing cloud providers powered by renewables like solar or wind.
Right.
Even just prioritizing remote work helps cut down on commuting emissions. It's about building eco-consciousness right into our digital foundations.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, finally, let's touch on quantum computing. Still developing, but the potential seems, well, staggering.
It really is. Capable of calculations thousands of times faster than our current classical computers.
Solving problems we can't even really tackle today.
Exactly. And the market's growing fast. A projected 20.5% annual growth rate from 2025 onwards, starting from about $1.42 billion in 2024.
What kind of applications are we talking about?
Things like breaking current cryptography, highly sophisticated financial modeling, revolutionizing drug discovery and material science in chemistry and pharma.
Huge potential impacts.
Definitely. But what's fascinating here is the main bottleneck isn't just the tech, it's people.
Ah, the skills gap.
A severe shortage of skilled workers. Demand might hit 10,000 experts by 2025, but the supply could be less than half that.
Wow. So it's not just about making things faster, but unlocking entirely new possibilities.
That's the core idea, yes.
So what does this all mean? Wrapping things up? The tech world is clearly accelerating. These aren't just small tweaks.
No, they're fundamental shifts. And understanding them isn't just for tech companies or gurus.
Right. It's crucial for everyone, isn't it?
Precisely. It's about gaining valuable information, finding ways to innovate in your own work, and just staying competitive, whatever your field.
Being prepared for a future that seems to be arriving faster every day.
Well put.
Absolutely. So, think about these five trends we've discussed: generative AI, blockchain, edge computing, green software, quantum computing. A final thought for you, our listener. Which one do you think will have the most profound impact on your personal or professional life in the coming year, and why? Something to ponder.